The number of people living on the streets in Los Angeles County is down by about 3% over last year. That's according to yearly homeless count results unveiled today by the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, or LASA. Peter Lynn is the executive director of LASA. He joins me now to talk about the just-released survey. We're going to dig into the numbers today. And hi, Peter.
Hi, thank you.
You bet. It seems like just by the sheer number of encampments that I see under freeway overpasses or on sidewalks, that the problem has gotten worse. But your report says that the number of homeless people is down. Why is that?
There's two factors. One, obviously, we do the street count, and there are visible structures in most parts of the county, and we do go out every year. We conduct that count. There's the volunteers go out, they fan out across, and they do count structure types, dwellings, what we see, and also persons. Then we also count the shelters. Both those two factors go into the total number. So the number of people who are in motel voucher programs that the county sponsors through our CalWORKS program went down. And that had an impact on the number of people sheltered. But the number of people actually on the street did decrease slightly as well. It was not nearly as much. And the factors that drove that were that we make an estimate of how many people are in each of those structure types, tents and makeshift dwellings, by surveying thousands of people who are homeless and finding out how many people we should estimate. So we gather up all the data from thousands of surveys of people who were homeless in Los Angeles at the time, and we make an estimate of how many people are in those tents, in those dwellings, in those vehicles. There are actually fewer people in those dwellings this year than there were last year. So there are a lot of structures on the street. There are a lot of visible objects on the street, but it doesn't mean that there are more people. And that's why we do the demographic surveys, to estimate accurately how many people we should assess for each of those types.
We look at the word down, that these numbers are falling, and that's good news. Why is this
Correct.
Good news if there are still 53,000 people, though, on the streets?
Well, I wouldn't call it good. I'd call it encouraging. I would say that we have started to deploy the money that the voters put behind Measure H. There are sites being deployed for Prop Triple H to put supportive housing in, but the ramp up to get those resources out the door and get the staff hired who are going to do the case management, who are going to be the outreach workers, all that is underway. But we're already seeing some traction from those efforts. The number of people we were actually able to house went up last year to over 16,500. That's up from about 14,200 last year. So we put more people into housing. We have more staff out deployed, and we're encouraged that those measures are already starting to show traction. Which our expectation would be, as the years go forward and we're able to deploy those resources at scale, we'll see even better results.
You also found something pretty troubling, which is the fact that more people are living in tents and vehicles. Right, they're living in. You mentioned these structures, these tents on the streets, and that's one of the reasons why we see more. Right on the streets.
That's right. We saw more of them, but there were actually fewer people living in them. So that's one. That's one thing. There were about 5% more, but the numbers of people in them was actually considerably less. So that is, I think, one factor, that people see the tent, they don't see how many people are in it. That's why we do the surveys. That's why we get in and talk to thousands of people to understand exactly how many people are in those dwelling types. But the visible presence of a structure on the street is what causes people to have that sense of it, which is one of the reasons why we really do need to scale up our efforts to address street homelessness. We have hundreds more outreach workers who are deployed this year, and we are scaling up those efforts. We're coordinating our outreach better to pull people off the streets and get them into shelter, get them into housing.
More people, Peter, are also experiencing homelessness for the first time, the very first time. This could, I guess, allude to what you said. This is an economic issue as well. People are running out of money. They can't afford to live in L.A. As fast as you bail, is the boat filling with water? Are we finding that this is unattainable?
Well, I think that if we use that metaphor, it sounds like at this point we're bailing faster than water is coming in, which is a good sign. In the past few years, the numbers have gone up despite the fact that we've been increasing our housing placements. I will say, so last year, 2017, we placed over 16,500 people into housing. That's moving them out of a state of homelessness into a permanent housing destination. The year before that, it was 14,200, 11,000 before that, 8,800 before that. So we're, you know, scaling up our efforts to house people. And, you know, it from the data that we can see here, it looks like we're, you know, we've turned that tide. Obviously, there are thousands more people that we've got to address, and many more people we've got to prevent from becoming homeless. And you're right, the numbers of people who reported their first time homeless did increase this year. But despite that, the overall number went down. So I think that's encouraging that the resources we're able to deploy, that the voters put out on the street to get people the services they need to get them housed, are starting to get traction.
There's a touch of hopefulness in that. What did you find most hopeful, Peter? Dig into the numbers a little more. Like, did you find different demographics that perhaps
right.
are dropping as far as the number of homeless?
Well, I think those data actually speak volume to the impact of resources. One of the areas where we actually do have new federal resources that are committed is in addressing veteran homelessness, and we saw veteran homelessness drop by a significant amount. And I think those are the kinds of, you know, the stories that tell, you know, what we can do with resources. Veteran homelessness actually decreased by 18%. That's one of the biggest drops, and there are significant resources deployed for that. We're also focusing the supportive housing that we have on chronically homeless people. So that's one of the keys that we had in building out our coordinated entry system, is to ensure that the units that we have with the deepest services are going to the most vulnerable. Chronic homelessness decreased by 16%. So we did get, you know, those are very positive signs about the focus of resources. We saw the youth numbers increase dramatically in terms of housing placement. So we were able to place over 1,700 youth into housing in 2017. That's up from 1,200 the year before that. So that's about a 43% increase in housing placements, and that's a deployment of new resources through Measure H. We also able to put more youth into shelter. So for the first time, we have actually more sheltered youth than unsheltered youth, which is also a key to the deployment of new shelter beds. So where we have the resources, and as we're able to deploy them, we're actually seeing results.
Peter Lin, who heads up the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. Peter, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.